Always mode.
So I listen to CAGcast. Fucking
ad. Like, I feel like you're gonna start a discussion. It's probably good for 3 minutes from now. What?
Well, you don't need to know about this, anyways. It's just the intro. But the only thing is, like CAGcast, I started watching it or listening to it, and they said the graphics look amazing. It's not going to look like that on consoles. I was like, what? So I turned that off. I was like, well, trust your opinion.
Look at the ground.
Okay, it does look a little better on TV.
I want to talk about all this stuff. Let's just soak it in.
It's a long trailer.
3 minutes of gameplay is what we got.
Yeah. See, like, see how Bat looks real? That looks better.
Are you saying it looks worse in the flashbacks?
Look at that dog.
Yeah, the dogs.
It's just a solid mush color.
What do you want? Do you want it to
something
be?
I want it to be fucking next
GameCube game. Graphics, Star Fox Adventures.
What if they came, out and said this was the size of Witcher?
Oh, it's massive. Are you kidding?
I don't care about the size.
I do. I want a big world, dude. I love big worlds.
It has everything to do with it, Chad. The size of the game.
Oh my god.
It's not a vertical slice like
Did you see those people run?
Okay.
Oh.
It's a first person running animation.
Call of Duty 2 for Xbox 360. Look at how
It just looks cartoony. Like it's almost a little Bioshock Infinite it ties, you know?
Yeah,
like,
we'll talk about this.
Yep.
I don't think it's like, fuck, how can we make this look as good as possible, and this is what they came up with.
Of course that's what they're going for.
No, this is a design choice. It's a
how
art
is this
direction.
A design choice? It looks real in some spots. And
to be,
like,
to be Pixar-y?
It's
be...
like Bioshock Infinite did that, right? Where shit looked real, like the buildings, but then like the characters look cartoony.
Just like Witcher's, it was designed to look like Shrek.
Oh.
Sometimes it looks good, actually.
Witcher is the most beautiful game I've ever played.
It's not that good looking.
Dude.
It's okay.
You're not playing it on a good TV.
That dog has to be able to run around dynamically. He's not on rails like Call of Duty or
anything. What do you think he's doing?
You're calling him, hey, Pooch, get over here. And he goes to snoops around shit.
That looks good.
Yeah, the character...
Come on.
Did you see, like, the texture of his butt, though? Like, it doesn't... Like, he looks like a Stretch Armstrong.
I didn't see it.
He looks like
Armstrong. A solid...
Yeah. Like
a solid blue
toy butt.
I don't know. Obviously, it's going to be good. But honestly, that picture next to it from Fallout 3 looks just as good.
No, it looks more blocky. But that's the thing. That's why it's obvious that they've gone in a different direction.
You know what's kind of cool, actually, is that the sky is blue in Fallout 4.
Yeah, yeah. I want to talk about
it. I didn't notice that.
Okay, my note for graphic-wise, right? And I don't want to sound like I'm reading off of my phone here, but clearly the color palette is wide open. Like, Fallout 3 looks gray. Look at the sky difference.
Yeah, it's gray, sad, depressing.
Everything looks dusty. You know, like, it's just... It doesn't look like that in this game.
That's why I didn't like playing it. It was just depressing. I don't like being
everything
like
had
sad
a grayish tone, like... Everything in that what we're looking at is a side by side of trailer screenshots. In Fallout 3, everything is a shade of gray, like brown gray. You know, like look at the color of the buildings in the background; they're all just a mushy. If that were Fallout 4, there'd be bright blue paint and red places and all that stuff.
There, in the past, scenes were extra vibrant.
Yeah,
so they really must be going for that, like contrast or something.
Yeah, it's like Americana
and just more color. They recognize maybe that people didn't like. Yeah. Actually fits with the era.
But
like,
again, having that color palette there, it does make it easy to overlook how much detail there actually is on the ground, how much plants are there, and how much debris there is. Like, and I'm wondering if they built the game twice. If they, like...
They're still using the same engine.
I don't think they are.
They are.
They're using the Skyrim engine? Okay. Confirmed. Fair enough. Like, I don't know. I've seen a lot of impressive Skyrim mods, but... I hate when they do that because I would call it the bones. of previous gen. Like, it's not as dynamic, you know? Like, New Vegas had down sights accuracy, right?
I don't know.
I didn't play New Vegas either. And I was talking to my friend Eric at work today how, like, the VAT system is, like, almost an anti-mechanic. Like, there's no shooting mechanic. It's not very gamey, Fallout 3.
Which is like, oh, watch the sweet headshot chunks.
Yeah, so I'm hoping, like, that's what they improved. If it's not the graphics, maybe they improved how fluid the game plays, like, how dynamic the combat is, where it wasn't really that dynamic in Fallout 3, and they kind of improved on that in Skyrim. There's a little bit more options. It seemed to be fluid, whether you're using magic, a sword, like a broadsword or archer. Yeah. Like, everything worked. Whereas if Skyrim was just a reskinned Fallout, then there wouldn't have. So obviously they've improved the engine, is what I'm saying. You know, like,
well, yeah.
But still, I kind of would have wanted it to be built from the ground up, but then I would have been waiting the 3 years, where this could be out this year.
I think it is going to be out this year.
Yeah, so it says Fallout 4 listing suggests 2015 release. I don't know what that is, but...
Well, they already have pre-orders out.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't matter. There's Witcher pre-orders at launch of the PS4.
Really?
Yeah, you've been able to... Kyle talked about it.
That's fucked.
How he, like... Oh, this is for pre-order? It's coming out. So, like, he looked
right. He got it at Christmas.
Okay, well...
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Anyways, to your comment, I don't care if it's next-gen graphics. Next-gen scale would be cool. Like, just
exactly,
massive,
yeah, like,
scale.
Those are the kinds of things that we could be getting if it's not going to be next-gen graphics.
It better be.
Where do they put
If
that?
Not, it's literally, like, what New Vegas is to Fallout 3.
Skeets
it's just the next, like, you know what I mean?
Are they? Yeah, we can...
Skeets are coming.
Close that bad boy. Shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it could. I'm not a fan of Fallout.
There's the butt
to begin
right there.
With. Yeah, right on it. I wasn't a fan of Fallout. Like, this just upsets me because it's another at least 4 or 5 years, 2019, until a new Elder Scrolls game can come out. But
yeah,
I don't know, man. Like, even if you don't,
I'm on the opposite end of that. Teeter-totter, though. Like, I'm happy that Fallout's here, where Skyrim is the stopgap. Like, Skyrim's the one that gets in the way of the next Fallout for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Wow. Well, I do
surprised
have
to feel that way.
Okay. Moving on.
I thought you were a bigger Skyrim fan. You pretty much said you're a bigger Fallout fan. Did you not?
Yeah, I am saying that.
Okay,
of course,
cool.
It's more sci-fi. It's...
I agree with you, actually. You guys always... Well, Skyrim's always tops our list.
Skyrim's awesome. Don't get me wrong, but just because I like Skyrim doesn't mean I'm going to jump on every single...
No, I just thought you liked it more, that's all.
Alright, well...
I'm happy to have somebody else on my side, because I agree, like, I like the Fallout
3. You know what, by nature, I kind of, like, these guys make good fucking games.
They do.
And because Skyrim is newer, I would say that it is a better game than Fallout, but I'm more interested in Fallout.
Yes, I agree with that statement completely.
That's why when we do top fives, Skyrim beats Fallout. It's just a better game.
Oh.
But I like Fallout more. Does that make sense?
I feel like Fallout should beat Skyrim.
Ah.
In the same way that...
Well, like, Mario 64 tops our list. But
that's
not,
exactly what I was going to
really
use.
A better game
I backed off it.
Because Skyrim, when you think about it. But...
Alright, yeah, I guess it's all relative, like, to...
Exactly.
Because the way we do our top fives is versus. Like, we do battle royales.
But
it's like
one
game versus another. Which is interesting. I was thinking we should do...
But it's brought down how we like the game.
Hey,
I like it.
Anyone listening, if you have an interesting way, I love doing top fives. I was thinking the next way we could do it is, like, genre. Best in genre, like, instead of best on, or, like, just throwing everything into the ring, we could break everything down by genre or by, like, by console, you know, and then, like, make the list that way. So N64 games fight it out, PS3 games fight it out, like, I don't know. Any interesting way.
Pretty good.
Yeah, any way to subdivide it would be good.
As often as we can, I would do top five games every episode. If that was our podcast, I would argue with the top five games over and over again.
And then when they were all done, we take the top game from each and we pit them against each other.
Ooh. Exactly.
You need 16 different subcategories.
Something I have, a note that I have that's kind of related to this is I do, like, I love the setting or, like, the story of Fallout. Like, I've never really taken the time to consider how cool the title is, like how obvious and how relevant the title is. Like the games start with you, like there was a huge war and almost the entire population of the United States ends up in vaults. And then it's some hero coming out and walking into the fallout.
He's one of the last vaults to open, thinking that the world is still radiated.
Yeah.
And he's lived in the vault his whole life.
It's, they pull it it's off fucked. Like so seamlessly that you don't really have time to appreciate the gravity of it.
What birthday is it in your, is it like your 18th birthday or something you get to leave the vault?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You don't get to leave the vault, you escape.
Right.
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, that's right, they don't even want to open the vault.
No.
Yeah, you escape, yeah.
Well, I mean, because each vault could have its own hierarchy of power, and, like, if you are in power, you don't want anyone else to leave. Like, you want to control the population.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, don't go out there. Don't go out there. It's not safe. And then you have total control.
Have they seen what caused it?
It's a war. They flash back to it in this trailer. It's like an atomic war.
But they didn't say who was attacking.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because they... I feel like Fallout 4 may dip into the history a little bit with these flashbacks.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I'm really interested now. Like, this might be a way to flesh out the story of what happened, what caused it. Like, how long maybe was the... how long did the vaults need to be closed? And how long were they closed? Obviously long enough for...
You were born in the vault, right?
I'm sure generation after generation was born in the vault.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they say like you're... Yeah,
yeah, things have evolved into mutants.
I don't know if
and ghouls and stuff. Like, enough time for that to happen.
The thing is, wasn't the father born in the real world before the bomb? I feel like the father, like, it just happened, like, years before you were born.
I don't know.
That's in my mind, it was always, like, 10 years before you're born, you know? Enough to establish...
Maybe Fallout 3, I don't know. But, I mean...
There's also one and two. It probably has a lot of story to it, which, if we dove into that, yeah, that might even explain the history
of
Fallout.
This might be... Before Fallout 3.
Just, I think it might be too.
Well, here's the thing. You see the Vault 111 opening? And on the back of his shirt, it's 111, right?
Yeah.
So he came from Vault 111. That's a vault suit. So I'm pretty sure it's in parallel with the story. And the flashbacks are probably just going to...
Oh, yeah, but it's all about when the vault got opened.
You're in Boston in this one. And you're okay, in Washington, you're right, in the other,
like,
one.
Vault 108 could have been opened in 2099. Okay. And Vault 111 gets opened in 2059.
101 is one of the last remaining vaults to be opened. The idea is all the other vaults are already open.
They didn't know about 111.
It's really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's part of the intro of Fallout 3.
That's the thing. Like, or the sky...
You can visit other vaults, open vaults in
the sky,
Fallout
3. The whole landscape looks shittier in Fallout 3. Everything looks darker, everything looks worse.
Yeah.
That could play into...
I feel like that was a cinematic
choice.
The
world's just kind of degrading over time.
At the end of Fallout 3, don't you decide to, like, launch the...
Oh, yeah, you clean the water.
The water machine?
Yeah.
That could be a result of the atmosphere. There's more water in the atmosphere.
Well, yeah, it turns into Skyrim at the end.
I feel like that's a totally to give the game a certain feel, right? It's like I think like the Sucker Punch.
TJ,
it was all like blue.
That's a fucking blue sky right there, man. Like you don't think they just said,
I don't,
oh, let's change it?
No, they did that.
It's the same
because
Earth.
They wanted a brighter game. They didn't do it because it had any effect on the storyline.
How do you know?
That's what I'm guessing.
You know what? We speculate, but why is my speculation absurd?
I'm not saying it's absurd. I'm just, if I had to bet, I'd put money on the fact that you'd be more interested in the color of the game and the vibe you get playing it versus the actual effect on storyline.
Okay, well, we talk about the Star Wars trailer and how every shot must be on purpose.
Oh, absolutely,
you know,
and I do agree.
Little things. Okay, this, the blue sky could have something to do. Maybe this is a direct sequel.
I don't think...
I'm
not saying
a new
it could.
High...
I'm just...
High,
if I had to guess.
What's the word when there's fucking water in the air? New human planet. Who knows? Another thing, every time you see that dog, there's a flashback.
Sure.
You think that's a possible Twilight Princess dog flashback mechanic happening? That's what I mentioned. Like, did they build this game twice? Every time, like, you want to see the dog sniffs around and you see, like, what the house looked like before the... Maybe it's, like, some isolated environments.
That'd be kind of cool.
Okay, this thing, it was a lot of callbacks to Fallout 3. And I think they must have built the game knowing that Fallout 3 was a massive success. Obviously, they did. But
yeah,
it's like fan service where... you know how you grow up in Vault 101, you get to be a baby being born. And then you get to be like a toddler and then a teenager and then you get to escape. I think you're going to get to play the events in a similar way pre-apocalypse and then post.
There's a lot of speculation that the baby in that crib is your main character. Mm. That you see the baby in the crib.
Thing is, the dog...
What if there was like some sort of investigation part of the game? And you were
tracking down... You get rocked with the explosion. The nuke goes off and the mom's holding the baby. Smoked.
Possibly.
And that dog is in
maybe the post-apocalyptic
world, right? So the dog.
Oh, the dog wasn't alive. Dogs only live fucking 6 years.
Oh, I see, I see.
But I don't know. It's just fun to speculate. They show the dog. He sniffs around. It flashes back. They show the dog running. It flashes back.
He probably just finds loot.
Maybe
he rock over the loot.
You know what? Whatever he does. Okay, I was saying this. Play as the dog.
There will be a 1 hour, like maybe three segments, 20 minutes each. Play as the dog. I bet.
Co-op, one person's dog. I don't know. Yeah. Play as the dog. Maybe that's the only time it switches back and forth. Are these little slices of dog gameplay?
Okay, we know the main character is post-apocalyptic, at least, if not pre-apocalyptic, whatever times.
Pre-apocalyptic. Maybe that's what it is. But there's already mutants and everything. There's mutants in the trailer. So, like, let's say it was only 10 years later he came out. That's why the sky's still blue.
Okay.
You know, like... There's mutants everywhere, so it has to have been the same amount of time or similar. Enough time for a new species to evolve. To mutate. How long does that take?
I don't know. I mean...
With nukes?
It depends on the lore of Fallout, right?
Anything can happen with nukes.
Maybe it's within the first year they all get all retarded. Yeah,
okay.
Just old humans.
So TJ, you mentioned that this Fallout trailer was a little underwhelming.
Did I say that?
You said, like...
It looks butts.
Well, Chad was saying, like, hey, Chad said the fact
that I almost forgot... Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I didn't say that, but yes.
We've
seen the Fallout thing coming up, like, oh my god, please stand by, like, this is gonna be amazing. Then Zach shared the actual videos out.
Yeah.
I expected to be blown away, like, wow, this is happening.
Okay.
And I was like, this looks like shit.
Well, it doesn't look like anything. It looks like... Fallout.
It's gameplay, and it looks bad.
I feel like I've nailed it right there. The
graphics look bad. Graphics look bad. That's it.
It's gameplay environments, but it's not
obviously gameplay. The game's not going to be bad. The game's going to be amazing.
Well,
everybody who likes Fallout is going to like it.
When you hit X on a character and it does the zoom in face.
Oh. Don't worry, it was sealed.
When it does the zoom in face. Hello. Like that classic Bethesda zoom in face. Oh. And then it's going to do that. It's going to do all the same things. And I think one of the reasons it's so underwhelming, if it is underwhelming, it's just way too familiar. I've already been there.
Yeah?
We just got over talking about how you haven't been there.
No, I...
It looks totally different.
I said the sky looks blue. Maybe
you're
it's
in a brand new city.
Ironically, the part that I got excited about was the parts where I have been there. That pan out and that please stand by, I was like... This is the best way to start the video. Thank you for doing this.
All it was last week, and like that was going to be your cream moment.
Yeah,
that's how it's going to start. And then perfect.
Like the vault opening, you know, that again, awesome. He's from 111 instead of 101.
See, that's another
amazing
thing. Maybe that's why it's not so fucking dusty. Like the vault opening in Fallout 3, like was just and it was just dark out. You know, and this one, like he opens the vault and it's bright sky above him, and
I do think this is pre 101 in the sense that. Most vaults are already open, and 101 is supposed to be like one of the last, if not the last, vault to open.
Okay, well, I'm going play as the dog. You're going pre-101.
Yeah.
Chad, what's your crackpot prediction?
Crackpot prediction.
I think it's
years later. I think you're generations after 101.
Do you think...
And that the water project... The water project brought some life back into that.
Let's get a high five on that. Right,
so now. What you're saying is 111... Opened after 101.
Yeah, I don't think they opened in sequence.
They
don't
open in order. It's whenever somebody fucking revolts.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it went in order. I'm saying you said it happened after 101 got opened, Vault 111. Because this guy's from Vault 111. He lived in Vault 111.
There's going to be parts of the map that you discover that are going to be green. You heard it here first.
Ooh.
It'll be from chemicals. What?
Ooh, baby.
The water ran to some stream and life just... Trees just kind of started kicking in, and it just looks like Skyrim.
You know what? I never even thought of it until I saw them side by side like that. I remember seeing the sky, and I was like, that's bright. That's a bright blue sky.
I didn't think that. I was like, oh, Fallout. But yeah, seeing it next to Fallout 3 is nuts.
There's no way. It's just like, we want to make a more colorful game. Actually, they might have after Fallout and Skyrim. Those are both very dark games.
Dude, some games, movies, they just put a giant filter over the whole entire movie with a tint of blue, a tint of green. Absolutely.
TJ, no.
Yes. Transformers. Absolutely. The whole thing is tinted. You don't really realize it. And then you go out in the real world and you see color again.
No, I know fucking...
And this is just not using
filter. I know when like cinematographers do that in movies, but like, TJ, look at the difference there. Look at how polarizing those two images are.
Yes, but no,
they didn't just decide let's take the gray filter off.
Absolutely, they did.
I wonder if you can like change the skins on the dog. Like, can I get like an Australian Shepherd follow me around? Because then I'm invested.
That would be good. That would be good. But I think shepherds aren't really shepherds are bred to herd. Yeah, exactly. What is the one that's for smell?
Bloodhound.
Hounds. Yeah. So, they're ugly, though. German Shepherds are. Yeah. I love dogs. The fact that they're bred for a specific purpose, it's almost always hunting-related. One jumps into the bush and scurries the fucking duck out. You shoot it. The fetcher? What is it called?
It's the same dog, isn't it?
No, I think so. No, one...
What do you got? Two dogs?
Golden Retriever?
Retriever. The Retriever goes out and gets it. It's the fucking beagle that runs into the bush and gets all excited.
I don't know about dogs.
Think about fucking huskies. Why they're bred. They're locomotive dogs? Fucking... Yeah, they're just... Like, I've heard that you can't take those things on walks. They just pull. Like, they pull and pull and pull.
Give me fucking pulls. Like,
let's get a skateboard.
He got his chopped... yesterday.
That's oh, yeah?
Poor guy. He's like, they were like, take it easy with him. It's going to be about 10 days till he can really walk around. Well, and I brought him outside and he's just like, fucking running, just like, slow down, God! He's like, not in pain at all. And yeah, his billies are gone. It's just a sewed up, empty sack. Poor guy.
Well, as being the only human whose billies are also gone, I can...
Your billies live. Like, you just got them...
My billies do live.
You got them snipped. His are gone.
My billies are gone.
Your billies are still there.
My brain thinks they're gone. Okay, that's all there's that no matters.
You can't feel them with his head.
Yeah, there's no... It's just a
phantom. Yeah, but when you look at them, you're like, oh, I still got billies. Your brain thinks they're there. Because you've seen them.
Okay, yeah, through my eyes.
You gotta check them every once in a while. Yep, still there.
Yeah, I gotta hold on to them. Okay, yep. So I guess that's it for Fallout.
Yep.
Anything else?
Hopefully it looks good. Hopefully it plays good.
Yeah.
Hopefully it plays pretty good.
The thing is, I'm probably not going to play it. If it comes out the same time as fucking Battlefront, I'm out. My time can only go when...
When you guys are online, I'll play Battlefront. When you're online, I'll play Battlefront. When you're not, I'll play Fallout. No problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Battlefront might not be good for 6 months.
What does that mean?
Those games take forever to, like, fix the bugs and everything.
No, it wouldn't be good.
No, it'll be fantastic. But there's room for two. I hope it doesn't come out this year. I want it next year. I don't want another game. I've already got my three games in the next 6 months that I need to play.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Witcher's going to take a long time.
It's Rory McIlroy.
Tiger Woods. Battlefront.
Tiger Woods Battlefront. PGA Tour. I pledged that I would buy fucking Rainbow Six.
Oh, yeah.
But now, I don't know if that's going to happen.
This would be a big release for this year. It'd be huge.
It would
be
massive. It's Fallout. It's huge.
E3, we got a release date.
Can it match Witcher? I know you hate it, so your opinion doesn't matter on this, but can it...
I'm not as high on Witcher as you are. I love the game.
Ooh.
But it's not... I don't know. It's not. It's an amazing game.
This is the first conversation in a series of conversations that leads to TJ never even voting for The Witcher in our top fucking five games of all time.
Yeah, I do wonder if how I'm going to feel about it in a year from now when I'm done with it.
Me too. I still feel the same way.
You guys are starving. You are starving for a game to play.
Dude, it's a very, very good game.
It is very good.
I'm sure it's an amazing game.
I just don't know if it's...
You talk about it like it's the only game you ever played.
Yeah. Like, is the game going to leave an impression on you when you're done?
Like, I feel like it already has. Like, I think, like, I think back to like 3 weeks ago when I was playing it.
I think
it's a totally different game then
I was than what I'm playing right now. I was a person 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
The game is totally different as you play it, as you progress.
I don't hate The Witcher. I'm just being playful.
Zach beat the game. Just I went through the entire story. Oh, I haven't touched the story in hours. Just been discovering.
Yeah, you know what? I'll remember Zach, like the Bloody Baron was awesome.
Did Zach tell you to do this? Look, you're just fucking drinking from the bottle now. Like, I'm not doing a shot tonight.
I don't even want to.
That's not a shot from the bottle. It's just a swig.
It was a swig.
Total big difference.
Drinking from the bottle like a pussy.
No, I'm Bloody Baron. The sailing is cool. You know what I mean? Skellige. I'm
okay. Is the sailing better than fucking Wind Waker?
Yes.
Oh,
it is really cool. I hate that the boat gets damaged so fast.
Dude, like, when you go to a different
island...
You're
never in open water.
You are.
Oh my god, there's huge open water.
Dude, you get into a giant lake, and you see islands on the horizon, you're just like...
There's no way it's more nostalgic than fucking Wind Waker.
It can't be nostalgic. Nostalgic has to do with past. It's not past yet. It's still present.
I could put on Wind Waker right now, and I would see a tear fall from your left eye.
I'd just be like, that looks pretty good. What's on that island? Nothing! You can cut the grass. You go to an island, you don't know what's going to be. I'm not bad-mouthing the Wind Waker.
You are about to be.
Wind Waker is the best self.
You're putting him against the wall. You're telling him to do it. Both games are good.
If I push him against the Wind Waker wall, that doesn't mean he needs to fight his way out. He can just enjoy it.
Fine.
If I put a nice little Wind Waker blanket on you, you can just keep it on and say, this is nice. You don't got to fucking feel like throw it off just because I don't like The Witcher.
You're trying to put the positives of Wind Waker against...
I'm sure it's fine.
You're comparing them.
I am comparing them. And you're saying Witcher is better?
I don't know.
He already said it.
I don't know, man.
They'll make him say it again.
No, I mean, that's a ridiculous thing to ask. Is it better than Wind Waker? Come on.
It is ridiculous.
It's glitchier in The Witcher. Oh my god. As soon as you hit that water.
Oh yeah, those whales.
The whales?
Yeah, the whale glitch.
My boat
It was
sunk,
hilarious watching
I got
you guys
stuck
fucking...
in the boat, underwater.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I'm starting to drown. I'm like, get out of the fucking... And eventually it clipped me out. Oh my god, so many problems.
It clipped me out.
Yeah, like...
I felt so bad for you guys. Like, I honestly wanted to see The Witcher, and like, when you guys are playing it last week, and there's just so many glitches happening, and like, that fucking whale that's the stuck animation, like, and you can't go in and chase the whale, because once it goes underwater, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's just a tail.
And you're like, oh, this isn't the game, I swear. And I was like... I didn't want this for either of you. Like, I'm embarrassed for everybody in the room.
I feel like you thought we were worried about what we were thinking more than we were. Does that
make
sense?
Oh, you were.
Not as much as you thought. We were worried about it.
You were like skipping cutscenes and like, oh, I don't want to
I read and then I skip.
You were skipping. You were like tapping, like, get me out of this cutscene now because Joe's watching.
I'm not going to say I wasn't doing it to a certain extent.
Yeah, well, just not showing, to the extent that you thought. Game, you can't like, okay, I'm walking into this schoolhouse.
What an enormous burden showing any of us anything. A song, a movie, a game. It's just like...
You sit down and say, I hate I've got 10 minutes, show me this 200-hour game.
Blow me away.
No, that's not it at all. It's like... if I
That was exactly it.
Let me show you this song. Let me show you this movie trailer. It's like, it's going to get made fun of. And maybe not in the same room, but like, you don't post stuff on our message thread unless you know it's fucking solid gold, because everyone will tear it apart. Dan, I can't post a fucking thing on there without Dan just giving me shit immediately.
Two words today. Dan set you off, eh?
Spam King.
Spam King? Yeah, I'm just... What did I...
I think you're joking.
I sent him a picture of my balls.
No.
So what? So
videos
what?
And stuff.
Chad spams.
That's Dan, though.
You're the only one who doesn't spam. Oh, Doug and Kyle don't really spam.
I'm going to start to spam. Don't worry.
Me and Chad spam, but Chad doesn't get shit for it.
Always
Here's a picture of me spam, doing though. What I'm doing. Unwarranted. Unprovoked.
Mine are always funny, though.
Mine are funny. My trip home. Here's me leaving work. Here's me getting in the car. Here's me going to the liquor store. Like, It was a Friday afternoon before we were recording. I saw your brother at the liquor store. I filmed that.
That was pretty good.
It was a nice little documentary.
I missed that.
Dan gives me shit for spamming.
That's the thing.
Watch it, enjoy it, love
videos,
it, love life.
Kyle takes like 15-second videos. I try and play it. It's like, I'm on 3G right now. This thing's not loading. Fuck off. I don't want to see it.
Okay. Yeah. 5 seconds max.
5 seconds max.
New rule?
It has to be. All right. Like, get your finger off that button.
Well, I mean, I'm on fucking LE or LT. What is it called? What's that fucking?
That's right.
LTE.
I am as well. It's just
Oh, I got the scam going though. Like, oh, fuck, you're like your screen brightness like lowers. I was trying to load the video. Alright, is there anything else you need to talk about?
Far Cry 4, I want to hear what you think of this game.
Well, as you can see, I've been doing some renovation.
Oh, I see, yeah.
It's been sucking up a lot of my time. I've put probably 2 hours into Far Cry 4.
Here's what I really want to hear you say. Game doesn't suck.
Well, it doesn't suck. Make me feel better. It seems ordinary.
Yeah? Okay.
That's how I felt originally. Yeah. When I first played it.
It's got the same, like, it's the same.
Okay.
There's no real cool thing that's pulled me out. I mean, I played Far Cry 3 for probably 10 hours, maybe less.
I'm feeling inclined to defend it, but maybe we'll just wait till you actually play it more.
Okay, well, I mean, I leveled up 100%. Well, sorry, I didn't level up 100%, but I got enough money to buy, like, the better bow and, like, the better reticle, not reticle, the scope for that bow. So I'm like, cool, now I'm ready to play this game. And, I've quickly found that, like, the bow is not the best weapon, and sometimes I need a shotgun. So it's like,
I use the bow all the time.
Well, not the way I play. Like,
okay.
I just met Longinus.
Yeah.
And he, like, is telling me every time I unlock a tower, he's going to give me a gun.
Yeah.
And as soon as you meet him for the first time, it's like, get over here, we're being attacked. And I'm like, I need to get there as soon as possible. It gives you 3 minutes to get back there. And I'm like, fuck, there's some urgency here. And then I run in, and like, everyone's got a gun to their head, and I'm just trying to like, kill, 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 and like, get out of here and kill them all as quickly as possible.
It's better suited for taking over, what was it called? Liberating an outpost, where you're trying to be silent, right?
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. You're not going to do it in like a story mission. I'm running in with a fucking bow. And everyone's got a gun to their head. I'm like, if I don't shoot this guy right now, like, that person's gonna die. And it's like, I don't want anyone here to die, so I'm running through, I'm trying to do like takedowns and all that stuff, and there's just way too many enemies, and like, as soon as you kill them all, more swarm in, and I'm not really familiar with how I'm dying. It's just like, I'm playing and then the whole screen goes black and 5 guys come in and shoot me with machine guns.
You may be playing a little too Rambo. You're supposed to take out the alarms.
But that's how I want to play.
You can do that, but then expect reinforcements to come, and then you gotta
be prepared. I'm not like seasoned yet, but I'm finding that maybe running into battle with a bow and arrow only is not the best fucking course of action. Whereas that's the kind of way I want to play it. If it's like, I think that's what they got us, held hostage, and I, you know, sneak around. I enjoyed taking down some rhinos, which was cool.
Oh, rhinos are fucking crazy.
I put like fucking 15 arrows into this thing, and then I ended up killing it with a grenade.
Arrows? Dude, I put like 15 shotgun shots. Rhinos, you have to use a shotgun, and it's so many shots. I got killed by rhinos more than I've killed them. I've killed like 2 rhinos in the game. I got killed by like 10 of them. I killed
2 already.
What do they do? Wow. What do you get?
Your rhino skin.
Nothing. Maybe rhino skin.
You
can make
cool stuff. It'll tell you what you need, like what animal skin you need to craft a certain item.
Yeah.
So it's just like
the best items are the most rare and hard to kill.
Seek out like rhinos if I want this item, which is pretty cool.
Dude, a rhino will send your car flipping. You know, you'd be driving down the road and it's just like,
buddy, I had the best. No, it's crazy. I stalked a rhino for probably 10 minutes, shooting with arrows, and it would just like leave. And like, I'm just like, I need to get this thing in his fucking eye socket for this thing to go down. I was wondering if it's even possible to take down a rhino with arrows. Like, is this some fucking weird thing, like, where I need a special gun? Like, fucking,
I would not question if you couldn't do it with arrows. It's so tough.
It's armor.
The top-down shooter where you run in and kill everybody game?
Hotline
Miami. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to kill some people with shotguns?
Oh, yeah, the big fat guy, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, is that this? Is that the rhino? Like, I need a special gun to kill this thing? So I just pouncing on it, hunting it forever. And then this fucking other rhino comes in, and it's chasing me, and I'm like literally like dodging its
charge, yeah.
Charges, its blitzes or whatever.
Wow.
And I'm like, fuck. I look to my left, and there's just like a turret sitting there. I'm just like, I gotta get that fucking turret. So like I back up and like make sure like I run him out of the way, like just down the sights of this turret, like off in the distance or whatever, and then jump over the case, grab it, just took down my second rhino. Pretty cool. But then, yeah. I don't know. I turned
it off. Sounds like a pretty fucking memorable moment.
It's kind of ordinary. It's kind of ordinary.
Made a good story out of it.
Well, killing rhinos is fun. I mean,
there's a lot of cool shit. I will say this: my advice to you would be try every gun. Some guns, you look at the silhouette of a gun, you're like, yeah, that looks like this gun.
Every machine gun is the same.
It's not, though. Fallout 4, more than any game, has the most variety. That's what I just called it? Sorry, I'm looking at the screen. Far Cry 4 has the most variety. You have two guns that look like they're the same thing. Like, literally, the crossbow, which is like a one-held small crossbow, is way different than the bow, you know what I mean? One that looks like a grenade launcher, and it's like, oh, this is like a rocket thing, feel completely different.
I like the bow I have. One thing that I was struggling with was I died during this, like, save the village section.
Okay.
And up until I died, I was like a perfect run. I was like, take him down, rush over,
Take down.
Oh, okay, yeah. Kill him with an arrow, rush over, take down. Just perfect kills. I didn't get hit once. And then I just got, like, fucking shotgunned in the side of the head. The screen went black. And I was like, it was telling me to use health or something. And then I tried to, like, pull another arrow and I died. And I was just like, fuck, that sucks. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm never going to run through this as cool as I just did. But I'm going to try. And then the same exact scenario.
Like fucking ollie.
I shot an arrow. I'm trying to play it like fucking Call of Duty on veteran.
Kill that guy, kill this guy. Like, don't they change? I thought Fallout was all about, was all about changing.
So I run in, I'm like, there's those two guys, but they're not standing in the same spot. The patrol
guards, they always change their paths and whatnot. They're on static paths?
Yeah.
Either way, right? It wasn't going as well on my second run through. Like, I was Rambo on this first playthrough, and I feel like I had a shitty death. And then I went through and played again.
That's always the worst thing. Like, I'm doing fucking awesome right now.
Yeah.
And then you see a shitty death, like...
I had some frustrating deaths, but I always blame myself.
It's the only game I'll play until fucking Roy McElroy comes out. Mm. So it has at least another month.
I think, I'm telling you, try different guns. I think you'll enjoy it. Try, like, you know, they got like the, have you even been in the thing that flies? Like, it's like a fucking...
Not yet. All I'm trying to do is play the game. Like, I'm not trying to find my own adventure, which is what I usually suffer from. This one, it's like, a new marker shows up. It's like, that's where the game wants me to go. I'm going to go there. Mm. I might kill a couple of rhinos on the way. So I'm trying to invest in this game, and like I said, I haven't played it too much yet, but...
Do you have invites? Is that...
Can you actually, I haven't installed the update, so it won't let me play online.
Oh, I'm wondering if we can play together. Like, I'm pretty sure I still have it installed. I want to use my install...
You see my PlayStation right now?
Yeah.
This disc will not play when it's on its belly.
Yeah.
It has to be on its side like that.
Is that my disc, or is that your PlayStation?
I don't know.
I hope it's my disc, for your sake, but...
Yeah.
Whatever. My Far Cry 3 disc fucked up. Remember that? You can put my Far Cry 3, I couldn't even install it on my Xbox.
Wait, how do you install a game on the Xbox? Because I didn't have that option with Far Cry 4.
Xbox 360.
Oh, right? Shit.
Yeah, my disc is scratched to fuck, and you took it. I'm like, it doesn't work.
It installs no matter what.
360, installing the game was the best feature. Install it, just no matter read what. The fact... No, but it plays off the disc.
The disc alone, but it installs.
Yeah, I think it just verifies that the disc is in there. It's the same size.
Then why didn't my game work?
I don't know. On it.
No,
Max fuck it.
Max fucked that. Remember, I said I had to fix it by like.
I thought he fucked the both of them or something.
That's why discs are bad for kids, man. Mm. Especially like the single load tray where you just stick stuff in it and just eats it.
What you need is a piece of wood that covers the front.
Yeah, I do.
Plexiglass.
Yeah.
That's what we used to have.
With a lock on it.
What's done is done. And what else are we going to talk about? You smack his little hand?
Yeah.
You cry forever.
Get the fuck.
Okay, that's it for games.
When the fuck is E3?
Do you want...
Speaking of Far Cry.
A week from now?
Ubisoft's probably going to come up with a new one in 5 minutes. That's what they always do.
I would prefer that, actually.
Alright, let's cap games. Unless you have more games.
When's E3? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just going to smoke pot.